Next up, Larry Bolden reviews a novel about dying, which turns out to be as much about living. I will be reading for Larry. Quote, "Shepherding a dying person through the last days of life is a privilege, especially when you're the only thing they have to hang on to." So says Clover, the hero and death doula of Mickey Brammer's quirky and lovely novel, The Collected Regrets of Clover. With 9 million people living in New York, a city of lonely people full of regrets, there is plenty of work for Clover. I'm a bit embarrassed to admit that I had never heard of a death doula until I read this book, nor of death clubs, where people who cannot talk to family or loved ones about death come together to talk openly about death and dying. My reader friends all seem to have heard of death doulas and birth doulas. Quote, "I always let the dying person take the lead to decide if they want to fill their final days with conversation or to revel in silence. They don't need to verbalize their decision. I can just tell. It's my job to stay calm and present, letting them take up space as they navigate those last precious moments of life." End quote. The reader is told that Clover first watched someone die when her kindergarten teacher dropped dead in front of his class. For reasons unknown, Clover remained calm throughout the event. "I sat beside him, holding his hand calmly as the last blush of red disappeared from his face." The second strand of the novel is Clover's own loneliness and limited ability to let others into her life and her hidden need for companionship. She is still grieving the death of her grandfather, who was her best friend and advisor. Her friends think she has been grieving for too long and ought to be over it by now. Quote, "I've never understood Western society's warped perception of grief as something quantifiable and finite. 8 months after Grandpa died, my doctor suggested I see a psychiatrist because I was still having trouble accepting he was gone. After only one session, the psychiatrist promptly diagnosed me with persistent complex bereavement disorder, aka chronic grief, and suggested I take antidepressants. Turns out, in the opinion of most medical experts, your grieving process shouldn't last longer than 6 months. And if you aren't over it by then, there's something clinically wrong with you." End quote. Clover has 3 notebooks on her shelf entitled Regrets, Advice, Confessions. When her friends ask her about her diaries and even asks to read them, Clover won't allow it. Quote, "They're not diaries exactly. They're more, well, I kind of keep a record of the last things people say before they die. You know, like their words of wisdom and stuff. And I guess it would feel like an invasion of their privacy if I let somebody else read them." End quote. Her friend replies that they are all dead, so who would know? "I would know," Clover says. "Just because no one's there to witness it doesn't make it okay. Most of the words in those notebooks have been spoken when people were their most vulnerable. I could never betray their trust." End quote. There are so many insights in this little book, like her grandfather, and like I, as a teacher, believe. Curiosity is even more important than native intelligence. As Clover puts it, infinite curiosity and a keen sense of observation. Clover learns many things from her clients. Claudia, one of the last clients Clover meets when she'd accepted regret as the foregone conclusion of her life. Under Claudia's tutelage, she comes to a new position. Quote, "Don't let the best parts of life pass you by because you're too scared of the unknown. Be cautiously reckless." End quote. I am an old man now, and this book spoke to me in a brave, soft voice, urging me not to let living become a habit instead of a privilege. The author leaves us with this as the final word, quote, Instead of constantly asking ourselves the question of why we're here, maybe we should be savoring a simpler truth. We are here. End quote. I have already bought and distributed 5 copies of this book, and I recommend it to all of you readers. I have been talking about Mickey Brammer's 2023 novel, The Collected Regrets of Clover. This is Larry Bolden for the Old Mole Variety Hour, and I'm Patricia Kohlberg, reading today for Larry. That music you just heard was the Adagietto from Gustav Mahler's Fifth Symphony.